matter what people say. We got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
You know me, I'm the hottest in the street.
WJMS, this is According to RP.
Turn up the volume, kick back, and get raw with us.
From the latest hip-hop beefs,
I spazz on,
to social issues that cripple the black community, all from the perspective of a young, strong black woman.
A strong black woman.
And now,
hello, 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 everyone. So welcome back to another episode of According to RP on WJMS Radio. So today is the first day that I am actually going live. So if there's any type of snafus, any type of mishaps, please forgive me. I'm trying to figure all of this out. But I am really happy to be here with one of my homies. Introduce yourself, homie.
What's up? This is Joe's. Thanks, homie, for having me on your show.
Oh, of course not. I mean, you told me that you were very, very controversial, so I was looking forward to this controversy on my radio.
Yeah, and this is live, too, so there's no edits. It's going to be...
No edits, man. So I got to watch my sailor tendencies. I got to make sure that I'm speaking clear. But I'm really happy to have this experience with you for the first time.
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little about yourself, though?
Sure. My name is Joe Frage. I'm from Brooklyn, Haitien, Flatbush,
Sacagawea.
And just excited to be on the show. I want to get to all of the topics that you have lined up.
Well, this week, I mean, this whole month, I feel like, has just crazy. Been going crazy, especially with the whole Me Too, Bill Cosby, sexual assault. Like, there's a lot going on, and it's like every time I feel like I've touched the surface, more and more stuff. Like, I don't know if you were watching today, but that Brett Kavanaugh, like, everybody at work, that's all we were watching. And it's... I don't know when this is going to end. But, so today, what we're going to do on the show, I know you guys have missed some of our segments, like the Urban Dictionary phrase of the week and all that stuff. So we're not going to do everything today, but we are going to do the Urban Dictionary phrase of the week because we are going to talk about dating a little bit on this show today.
Okay.
And apparently this phrase has to deal with that. So without further ado.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
May I have the definition?
What does skeet skeet mean?
What's on fleek?
Can you use it in a sentence?
Hop in my fleek, you lit.
And it's gonna be lit.
Major key.
It's time for the Urban Dictionary word or phrase of the week.
Dictionary phrase of the week. Do you want to go ahead and read it, or should I read it and you want to commentate?
No, talk about it. Read it.
So catalog dating is the word of, or the phrase of the week. Now, I've never heard this term before. Have you?
No, first time. Catalog dating.
Catalog dating. So basically, catalog dating means, it's another term for online dating, swipe left, swipe right, etc. And the example that they give is, we met catalog dating, and OkCupid was a catalog site.
Okay.
Now, I've never heard that before. I'm still at this point trying to question, who is submitting these terms to Urban Dictionary?
I'm trying to figure out the word. So catalog, you're shopping.
Okay.
Dating. So you got a bunch of profiles and that you're shopping for the best fit, you know, for you. And you swipe left, swipe right.
I mean, I get it. But I don't, like, who's using that, though? Like, who's saying, yo, I'm catalog dating right now?
I mean, everybody's on their phone. Nobody has time anymore. That's the reason for, on, like, those apps. And they're making money. You got Match.com. You got OkCupid. Black People Meet.
Yeah,
Tinder,
but is anybody really using
J-Swipe?
That?
J-Swipe.
What's J-Swipe?
J-Swipe is like for...
Not that I'm asking for me, but
right,
you know.
For like Jewish people.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about that. So it's everybody's using it. They're on it. It's just convenient, I guess. And something you do, it's like another app on your phone to do when you're bored. You know, so when you get stuck in Candy Crush, you switch to...
Okay, to catalog dating.
Yeah, swipe left, swipe right.
So, Joes, I mean, if...
Instagram, Facebook, I think that's catalog dating too. People use it different ways.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since we're on the topic, I mean...
You don't check out Instagram and Facebook.
Listen, we're not talking about me right now, but... What I want to know, though, for you, do you engage in this catalog dating?
I signed up. I don't use it all the time. I feel like it's kind of weird.
What you signed up for? Ladies, listen up. What you signed up for?
To be, I'm going to say all of them, just to be safe.
All of them?
Yeah.
So we're talking about Tinder, Black People Meet.
And that's the thing. I don't want to be on it because then people see you on it and it's like, oh, okay, that you may not want to be seen. So, like, I remember one time I saw one of my coworkers on it years ago. I saw one of my coworkers on it. It was, like, weird. And she was a boss, like a director or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And, you know, close the app right away. It's like weird, but people are on it. It's convenient. It's, you know, that's the, everything's mobile now. Everything's digital. You know, kids don't go outside no more. They're playing video games. So grown-ups don't go outside no more. They're just on their phones.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I've never, I guess I'm going to start using that term now, catalog dating. I don't know. Yeah. I can't say that I've never done it because it's true. Like, as you move forward in your professional life, you have less and less time to actually go out and meet people organically. So you kind of get on these apps. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of times, though, I feel like it's coworker. I know half the people that I'm looking at. So it's like everybody's on some sort of, like, app or social media dating thing or whatever the case is.
And I'm old school. I don't want, like, people ask you, where'd you guys meet? Oh, Tinder. That's like weird.
You the type that's gonna make up a story then?
I'm not on it, so I don't have to have that.
Oh,
problem.
You're not on it more. Really, you took yourself off.
Yeah, I was just checking it out.
Okay. All right. Well, it's these words every week. I feel like they don't get as interesting as I anticipated. Like every week, like I scroll through, they give you like a list every week. They update and like the top five or top 10. And so this is what I was able, this was the best of the best, apparently. So Urban Dictionary, if you're listening to me, you guys need to, I don't know, the screening process needs to be tighter. Something needs to give. So I do want to get in. So this week we don't have the womp womp of the week because I feel like half the things we're going to talk about is serious stuff. And there's womp wompers. There's this mini womp wompers within the topics that we're going to discuss. But I did want to give a quick big up of the week to New York City. So basically New York, I don't know if you heard, but New York were like the first when it comes to implementing mental health classes. And I think it's like K through 12, I think. It's mandatory now for children to understand and to know like what mental health is. And I feel like that's huge because, I mean, kids, I don't know. Me personally, the way I'm observing these kids, like they all need some sort of therapist. They all need a social worker. They all need something. And I feel like, especially the way social media is going and the way all the cyberbullying and everything that's going on, like at this point, I feel like kids are the most vulnerable when it comes to like, you know, those type of attacks. So having an understanding of mental health awareness, I think at a young age, having it be mandatory, I think is huge.
That's good. That's helpful for the teachers because the teachers have a big load. They're the parents of the kids too. They're there with them.
They are.
A majority of the day, every day. So it's important to help that that aspect of the child's development. So that's big.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely with child development. I mean, mental health is a big thing. And I think that if you attack it early on, you can kind of like curb, you know, where the child is going to end up, you know, in the future. So definitely big up to New York State. I don't know if it's state or if it's the city, but New York, big up to New York for being, I guess, you know, the pioneer?
The first, yes.
The first, the pioneer
set
in this
the precedent.
Effort. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Which we always do, but it is what it is. So let's cut to the real stuff of today. There's so many different topics, which is why I had to cut up all the other stuff. But I don't even know which one I want to start with. They're all like, well, before we start, important question of the day. Nicki or Cardi?
Whoa.
Nicki or Cardi?
Okay. Daytime. If I'm hanging out in the daytime, it's with Nicki. If I'm hanging out nightlife, it's Cardi.
And why is that?
I don't know. I like both of them. I don't like to.
Okay, so you're not picking sides here.
Yeah,
okay, so you don't have like a real like alliance. Like, I'm Cardi.
Both have their story. Both have their story. Nicki as an artist, you can't beat that. She's the better artist. Mm-hmm. And then Cardi, she's a personality. So you root for her. She came from the Bronx. You saw her come up.
Yeah.
So you gotta root for her. But see, as far as music, Nicki got the music part.
See, I agree with you. Nicki definitely has the music part. In terms of the story, that's why I love Cardi B. But one of my past guests, I don't know if you had heard that show, not here for the Cardi B, not here for the come up story. In fact, she's like, you know, Cardi basically got where she got on her back. So what are we really supporting here? And but at one point, I'm like, there's some facts to that. But I mean, still. It's still a rags to riches story. Yeah. And you know, I feel like regardless, we always gotta, you know, support the rags to riches. But now when we take it a step deeper and thinking about rags to riches, do I want my children though looking at this as a rags to riches to say, you know, I could be a stripper too? Mm. I don't. But I definitely feel you on the love for both. I love both of them. I love them both. I really do. I can't say that I have a choice. But apparently that's like a thing now. Like you have to pick one.
It's crazy.
That's been my thing. I'm asking people, Cardi and Nicki. But surprisingly enough, a lot of people have said both. So you're in good company. So let's get to this Bill Cosby situation. What is going on with your uncle?
Cliff Huxtable.
What is going on with your uncle, man?
Cliff Huxtable.
I mean, what is your, as a man, you hear all this stuff going on. What is your gut feeling? What's going on?
When it first happened, I didn't want to believe it. I think a lot of people felt that way. I was like, nah, it's not true. And then more allegations kept coming out. It was like, when it was like two or three women, I'm like, okay, yeah, it's, maybe it didn't happen, making it up, whatever. And then there was like 50. I'm like, all right, Cosby's in trouble, right? It's hard to deny that. So, but my thought is, there's two ways to look at it, right? And I'm trying to break it down because I grew up with the Cosby Show.
Me too. He was Father Cosby in my house.
But the thing is, I see a lot of people, well, myself, it's hard to separate the art from the person. So when I look at the case, I'm like, no, that's Cliff Huxtable. But then you gotta remember, that's him on the show.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby, you don't know what he did as a person, what type of person he was, you know, his character, and we wasn't there, you know. And his excuse was that was the time, you know, during
that
time,
did back then.
Studio 54.
Papa Quaaludes.
Yeah, That's not an excuse for what you did. It's still, you know what you were doing. And, you know, whatever, if you use Spanish Fly, whatever it was, it's still, you know what you were doing, right? So you got to accept the punishment. So you got to separate who he was to you growing up on the TV show from the man that he actually was.
Which none of us really know.
Which you don't know. So, you know, he's the first to go from the Me Too movement. Then you got others following.
The thing. I was doing a lot of research on this because it was driving me crazy, all these comments. But he's the first from the Me Too. But apparently this suit was filed, like, I think a couple of years before Me Too movement even really became a thing.
True.
So it's like, he's not really, I mean, the first of the Me Too.
So he started it then.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I guess it's jump starting it, right? Because right. from then, now we see all of these other personalities now getting accused. But now, for the Black community, there's like a divide, right? So I don't know if you saw this Instagram post that RZA Islam. So Islam RZA, that's his Instagram name. So he had hashtag Bill Cosby locked up, but not the over 300 predators, bishops in the state of Pennsylvania, where he was sentenced. Not Carolyn Donham for causing Emmett Till to be murdered due to lying. Not President Trump. Charlie Sheen, Harvey Weinstein, Mount Lauer, Bill Riley, you know, the list goes on. And then he's like, this is not about women. So he's basically saying this is not really about, like, this Me Too movement is not really about women. And I've had a couple of friends during the week who've sent me, you know, DMs and text messages. They're just like, there is a larger agenda here, the white agenda. That's what's really going on. But I hear what they're saying because I don't understand why, you know, all these other individuals, the Harvey Weinsteins or whatever, are not being crucified the same way Father Cosby is. But at the end of the day, I had posted something like, does all that negate the fact that he, you know, did what he did?
Yeah.
And I don't think it does.
It's tough. That's the thing. People, it's hard for a lot of people to take it in because they have that relationship with him. You know, if it's a stranger that did that, we'll say, yeah, throw him in. You should have been in jail yesterday. But because we have that connection with him, it's like we got to question it a little bit before we go into it. You just call him Father Cosby.
Yeah, he was like, my father in my house.
Exactly. So it's hard for you to, you know.
I mean, it is, but it's not at the same time because of the way that I'm approaching it. And it could be just because I have people in my family, I have friends who have been victims of sexual assault. And, you know, me being an ex-prosecutor dealing with these types of cases, I kind of see it for what it is.
Right.
So I can automatically do the separation.
Okay.
But I feel like there's this big divide that's been, that's, it's taken to social media where people, like, every day there is a post for or against.
What about this person? What about that
person? Exactly. And I think Demetria Lucas, which is, you know, she's like a personality. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's a TV personality, but she does a lot of writing. She's an author. She's a lot of things. You know, she's a blogger. And I really, really like reading the things that she has. But, you know, she's like, you know, it's almost like people want it to, like, if you're anti-sexism, then you're not anti-racial injustice. Like, you got to pick a side in this battle. And it's like, you really actually don't. Like, if you stand against, if you stand for the sentencing, if you stand for, you know, the conviction of Bill Cosby, that doesn't mean that you are against racial injustice. Like, these two things, and one of my friends put it really well. Like, why are we conflating the two issues? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, as a man, because I've never really had in-depth conversations with men about their opinions on the Me Too movement and what's going on and what they see, you know, the future looking like. Right. Like, how do you, in this era now of Me Too, like, how has that affected you as a man?
That's a good question. It makes you, worry is a bad word, but it makes you cautious of, of how you move now, because it could come up later. I mean, it seems like it only happens to the millionaires, the rich people. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Joe, who works at UPS, get accused.
That's true.
But it just makes you aware of the situation. It makes you aware of how women feel, the pressure that is put on them. So we see their side of it. And then here's the other side of it, is like when you have women who falsely accuse, then it takes away the validity of any other accusations, because I think there was a Duke Lacrosse girl who did that. There's other examples too of people who are the Central Park Five, for example. So a woman accused them, accused those guys, and it was, you know, now they're innocent. They were proven innocent. So it's tough to navigate, but you know, you got to respect the women who are brave enough to come out. They say the study says it's the least reported assault, right? So they wait years. I mean, 50 years, and then you, I guess, okay.
There's a lot of reasons for that, though. Like, I went to a continuing legal education program that was done by the Metropolitan Black MBA. My friend actually spearheaded it. It's like the Leadership Academy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tyre Middleton. But there was a sexual harassment segment, you know, a continuing legal education course. And there was a woman from the EEOC who basically was just talking about how it's like the most underreported, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that a lot of women say that they take so long to come out is because humiliation is a big factor.
Right.
The fact that people might not believe you. Mm-hmm. So now you've gotten the courage to come forward. Now people don't believe you. Retaliation, because, you know, if it's a boss, a supervisor, whatever, who's doing that to you, like, where does the rest of your career come in?
Right.
And they were saying, like, fields like construction, where it's, you know, like females in the construction world, right? Where it's like, you go and you make an allegation like that, you're not just blackballed from that company, you're blackballed from all of the construction companies.
You're outnumbered,
exactly. So it's a real serious allegation. But I know with some men, like, their thing more so is like, listen, like, all of these allegations can't be true. Like, 60 women came out, and then the one that actually spearheaded this, like, you know, the reason for the conviction, Andrea, I don't know, it's Costrand or Constrand or whatever it is. Have you seen the memes lately about her?
No.
Oh my gosh. Say? There is a meme about her saying, there was one, my friend sent it, and it was like, Bill Cosby did not rape this man. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it's funny, not funny, but, I mean, if you look at her, she, you know, she's a, was just like, I don't know if she still is, but she was the women's basketball coach. And so she has that stature. So anybody who knows sports, you know that there's like a cookie cutter look, right, for women basketball coaches, players, whatever. So you already know exactly the image that's popping into your head. Somebody who's probably has a lot of maybe manly features, tall, brolic. And so the memes are going crazy, but it's like, it makes you sit back and wonder though, like, is there some validity to this though? Like, but then again, we don't know Bill Cosby. We don't know his type.
We don't know
what he likes. We don't know what he likes. So,
and he admitted to some things, which is what, you know, well, you're a prosecutor. If he didn't admit to anything, it's all he say, she say. Because there was no
former prosecutor, but
there was no video. There was no
especially back
text,
then.
There was no. So
he did admit to some stuff.
To something. So that just.
That's why I'm like, listen, something happened. So and he said it from his own mouth. So why is the community like fighting? You know, as if he was like, you know, squeaky clean incident, you know, innocent.
That's where they got to separate Cliff from Bill.
From Bill, exactly.
Yeah, and he did a lot. I mean, there's some things where I saw somewhere where Bill would talk down.
I've heard about that to people. So he wasn't necessarily the nicest person from what I'm understanding from the streets.
So it's so many angles to it. I guess to each his own. It's tough to decide on Cosby. You know, what do you got, 3 to 10 after 10 years? People don't forget.
Well, here's the thing. From what it looks like, I think he could do minimum 2, and then he's going to be up for supervised release.
Gotcha.
Because they're like, you know, he's old. So all of these things are going into play. You know, he's old, he's this, he's that. And I get it. But for me, if you did the crime, it sucks that white men are not being held to the same standard.
I was
going to
mention that. I think that's where, what is his name, RZA Islam?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where he was going with it. There was a post, my cousin sent it to me actually, where Brock Turner, he was caught in the act of rape, if I'm saying his name correct. I think it's Brock Turner. And he got like 6 months for his sentence, you know? And he was caught in the act. And Bill Cosby is just, you know, it was his 1953.
It's crazy though. I mean, like, you got people like Charlie Sheen who apparently is handing out AIDS, handing out HIV to people.
So,
and it's like,
tough.
I haven't seen one, one court case with his name on it, at least nothing that's processing right now.
I mean, we can't look at other people. You know, they have their justice will be served, you know, karma will
one
come
would hope
back
though.
To them. So it's, you can't, if somebody did something, just focus on what he did wrong. And then if you're going to look at, oh, he did this too. We're just going to keep going forever and ever. This is just how the system is. It's the rules of the game, right? When you play a game, you know the rules, right?
That's true.
So it's the rules of the game. If you don't like the rules, you got to play another game.
It sucks. But you know, I think what's disheartening to most people is that the president of the United States, you know, is grabbing women by their pussies.
Yeah.
He's admitted to grabbing women
Trump
by
is
their
funny,
pussies.
Yeah. Trump is funny.
And with that being said, it's like, with that being the president of the United States, with Brett Kavanaugh, because I actually believe what this woman is saying.
Yeah.
I believe her. I mean, maybe I could be wrong, but I, at this point, I believe her. But he is up for the one of the highest seats, you know, when it comes to the legal world, like Supreme Court. Like, this man's going to be deciding issues that affect us. Like, and for him to, you know, be involved in this type of scandal, like, it's crazy. But this is the Trump era that we're living in. So it's like, if this is the Trump era we're living in, where Trump is, you know, grabbing women by their pussies, you have this guy possibly raping or whatever. But now we're crucifying, you know, Bill Cosby. Like, I could understand why some people are like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the end of the day, like you said, you know, We the only reason I think we're all like up in arms is that it's because it's Bill Cosby.
We know
it's Cliff. But we really
connection.
Don't know Cliff.
We don't know Bill.
We don't know Bill. Right. We know Cliff. We don't know Bill. So I think that's where the issue comes from. But I do want to get your opinion on this last point with, because we could talk about Cosby all day.
Right.
But I want to ask you this. So my former guest, on a couple shows past, she made a comment that a lot of people were like, what the hell's going on here? Who is this person? So these women that were involved with Bill Cosby, because there was about like five or six that testified in the retrial. I actually looked each and every one of them up to see, you know, what they were about. You know, what was their story? I think most of them, if not all of them, were either supermodels, up-and-coming actresses who were very young, like 19, 24, you know, early in the game. And a lot of these women, their interactions happened in like Las Vegas at the Harrah's hotel, apparently. I don't know, whatever. But one of them, I believe her name is not Janice Dickinson, but her name ironically was Janice Baker Kinney.
Okay.
She was saying that, you know, she was a bartender at Harrah's, and she was invited to a house party where, you know, Bill Cosby was going to be.
Nice.
And she went. You know, they were playing a game of bagmon. I don't know, whatever the hell that game is. And, you know, they were drinking. He gave her 3 blue pills. She says herself, I assumed they were Quaaludes, which is like equivalent to today's Molly.
Okay.
She popped the Molly, popped the Quaaludes, all 3 of them. Uh-huh. So she knew what it was. I'm sure she knew the effects because she was probably about that life. And then she's like, next thing you know, her face, you know, she just remembers her face falling into the game board. She woke up with sticky wetness in between her legs. And then Father Cosby was right next to her in the bed.
Okay.
And so she was saying how, you know what, she didn't report it for a long time because it was like she had assumed some responsibility in the process. Like, you know, but I did take the drugs. I did do this. I did do that. And it's not until maybe a couple of years ago that she, or 10 years ago, she told her husband, because she's married now, what happened. And so people are like, that's rape. That's rape. And so my question to you is, because this is a point that Kentucky, my former guest, had put out there. She's like, where's the responsibility with the women? You know he's married. You go to a party. You're drinking. You're popping Molly knowingly. What did you think was going to happen? What is your opinion on that?
She's absolutely right.
Mercy.
She's 100% right. Like, you took the pills. She just has to take the L for that one. She
got to take the L for that one.
She messed up.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying I don't disagree with you, but I just want to know, like, from a male perspective,
both are wrong. I mean, Kazi's wrong for taking advantage of her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, she said there was sticky stuff in between her legs. I don't know. Maybe it was
could have been pudding. Could have been Jello. I don't know.
Mercy, Jello, really though. You know, Bill Cosby got mad Jello commercials.
But she took the pills, and then So there's no. How does she know something happened to her? Did she take a DNA test to see, you know, if he like raped her? Really, I don't know.
There was a rape kit. So yeah.
But she's right though. Women have that responsibility. You. If you're in a crowd where that stuff is happening, things could go left. You know what I mean? So
okay, so
you gotta
then
expect it.
I do agree with you to some extent when it comes to that. I feel like Bill Cosby, I don't know whether or not he was popping the Molly too. That's the thing. I don't know if he was popping the Molly and they were just popping Mollies together or Quaaludes together.
It's Hollywood. That, Hollywood, they have
maybe
those
they could have
parties.
Been. I think for me, if it was known that, wait a minute, I think we have a Skype. We have a Skype caller. Do we have a Skype caller here? Hold on 1 second. Hello? Hello? Identify yourself. Who is this? Hey, who is this?
Hey, how's it going? It's Stanley.
Oh, hi, Stanley. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I just had a quick comment on the story with regards to Bill and with regards to this woman who decided to take the Quaaludes.
Right. Okay.
I do think that her taking Quaaludes does. It's an act of her taking an illegal drug.
Okay.
What she does to her body is what she decides to do with her body. Regardless of what she decides to do with her body, it doesn't give the right to anybody to invade her space. Mm-hmm. Like she can decide to take all the drugs in the world, jump off a building, and land inside of a serial rapist's house. It's up to the conscience of the serial rapist to make the decision of whether or not I'm going to do something here.
Okay.
I don't think Bill gets away with this one because someone admitted to taking a drug that brings them into a state of unconsciousness
I think you make good sense. Now, what if Bill was popping the Molly too?
even if he was popping the Molly as well, he let his inner desires get the best of him. One, with taking an illegal substance, and two, deciding to do something that is illegal. Because there is no asterisk to the law. If you rape somebody, you rape somebody. It's not like, oh, by the way, if you rape someone while under the influence, it's okay. So if we're going to change the rules to allow people to start raping other people only when both parties are under the substance, under the influence of a substance, then until then, the rule stands. He raped that lady. So, I mean, I completely agree with everything I said earlier with regards to Bill Cosby's being treated in a way that white folks who are doing the same thing are not being treated with regards to. But yeah,
No, that's really that is a good point, because I feel like a lot of times people, when they think about that, they, you know, they're like, well, she knew what she was doing. She placed herself in the position. I still do stand by, even me as a woman, that, you know, there is some sort of level of, you know, responsibility. However, I also think that him, you know, being in that position that he was as well too, also has responsibility. So I would call it a rape as well.
Back the same approach and apply it to an instance where an underage child is, you know, playing with an adult that shouldn't be playing with them. Because, anyway.
No, I think you make a good point. Joe, do you have something you want to say about that?
No, he made a great point. Quaaludes at the time in the 60s and 70s, that was like a recreational drug. I think it was like a disco drug. It was a disco thing that people took. So, when you take it, if she didn't know the effects of it, she's innocent. If she knew the effects of it, what it could do to her, she'll be less aware of what's going on. You know, you have to take that into consideration, where she put herself into a position where she's vulnerable. And then two, Bill Cosby, if he did it, he took advantage, and that's wrong. What he did was, you know, terrible. So, if she didn't take it, will Bill Cosby have had the opportunity to take advantage of her? That's my whole point. You know, if she wasn't hallucinated or under the influence of that drug, you know, she would have never been put into that position. However, even if she took it, she has the right to do what she wants with her body, which is the point he made. And even though she took it, no one, not even whoever, shouldn't be able to take advantage of her. So it's like, it's both sides are, you know, have some responsibility to it. At the end of the day, Bill should have been more responsible, you know. But hey, everybody's different, and you gotta take that punishment. So Bill's paying for it right now for what it, you know, for the things he did.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stanley, for calling. And I think that was a really good point to make, because I think a lot of people are torn when it comes to that. They're just like, you know, if she knew what she was doing going in there, then, you know, she's responsible. But I think it is important at the end of the day, like you said, if two people are drunk, the fact that the aggressor was drunk doesn't negate the fact that he committed a rape. So I think that was a really good point. Thank you so much for making that.
Yeah, no problem. No doubt. Thanks for having me on the show. And this is a dope show.
Oh, thank you. Stanley's one of my biggest supporters. He's actually the reason that I even started this show thing. So
Stanley, call back, Stanley. Too. Call back.
Definitely. Yeah, all right,
by
Stanley.
The way, great. Yeah, no problem. Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Good night. All right. I think that was a really good point that Stanley made, actually.
For sure.
I find it to be, I struggle with that going back and forth as a woman and being raised in a very strict setting. I mean, you're Haitian, just like me. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're raised very strict, very conservative, to the point where as I got older, I had to actually check myself because I felt like I was, you know, too prudish and I was casting too much judgment. I was too judgmental. And I actually had to rein in and be like, Rita, I mean, it's not that serious. Like, you can't act like that. People come from different backgrounds. So I could totally see a lot of people feeling that way. Like, well, you know, this is what she did. She put herself in that position. Mm-hmm. Now, let's make it a little more modern day.
Cool.
So, you know, Amber Rose, she got her yearly, her annual slut walk.
Crazy.
Now, there are women who say, listen, it doesn't matter how short my skirt is. If I want to wear my shorts so my booty cheeks are showing in the street, it's my body, it's my clothes. I can do whatever I want. The man has to restrain himself. That doesn't give him a right to approach me, to touch me, to put his hands on me. What is your opinion on that?
Yes, women can dress how they want, do what they want. Fine, that's great. Cool. However, if you know, like, you ever seen girls, like, cross the street when they see, like, five guys standing on the corner? They're like, all right, I'm not going
to
do this.
That is me. I'm that crossing is me. The street.
Right. Cool. So, if you're going to walk through, I'm not saying that's how it should be, but the not every guy is the same or has those type of standards. So, you're going to get some guys who are going to, you know, act crazy or, you know, act out of character. And because of the way you may be dressing or the way you may be acting. So that goes back to the same thing we were talking about where women have some type of responsibility too. Mm-hmm. So you got to take all that consideration, right? So if you're going to be walking through a pack of lions and you have a bunch of, and you're wearing a bunch of like meat on you. Remember when, what's her name? Lady Gaga had a dress like
yes,
a bacon.
Yes, right,
so
remember.
You're not, those lions are going to devour you, right? So maybe you should wear something else.
Maybe you shouldn't wear that meat.
Maybe, right? So it's not saying you're limited to what you wear. We're telling you how to dress, but you don't wear gym shorts to work, right? There's different ways you could you know how to approach different places, different situations.
So basically,
we're
not
telling you what to do, what not to do. But
there's
know.
Discernment. Yeah. And I think, and it's funny because, again, that same dude, because my girl Kentucky, she keeps sending me these messages. Uh-oh. That same guy, RZA Islam, he actually had like a comment based on what Amber Rose was saying. Because Amber Rose was like, you know what, death beat a Cosby, all this extra stuff.
She was crazy.
And, you know, he was basically saying like, you know, excuse me, miss. Like, you know, first of all, you're a woman. And you're asking for, you're calling for like women's respect and all this other stuff, but you have an annual slut walk.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like, that. What are you doing with that? Like, you're like, no, nobody is trying. Like, that's not something that you need to like aspire to be a slut.
Yeah.
And so like he made that same, like he was basically going along the lines, I think, of like discernment, right? A lot of times I think when people are thinking about, I can wear whatever I want. I don't care. Men need to control themselves. We're assuming that we're talking about the sane men.
Mm-hmm.
And he emphasized that there are a lot of sick individuals out there that, you know, are out there just waiting, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're sick. They don't have control, like nope. Sexual predators. A lot of them don't have control over their situations. And as an individual, as a woman, you don't know who's who in these streets. So it's like you have to kind of protect yourself, because we're not saying it's like the decent men that are going to come after you and rape you and do all these different things. It's these sick men. So he's like, exactly. Why would you go out enticing these men who you don't know who's sick, who's not sick, that are in these streets? And so when he put it that way, I was like, you know what? That's the operative phrase here, sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all over these streets of New York City. They're all over the world, and you don't know who they are.
Right.
And I think that as a woman, for me, like, yeah, I believe that, you know, I don't think that a man has a right to put his hands on a woman for any reason whatsoever. But a part of me does feel like if I'm about to walk down a neighborhood or walk in an area where I know it's sketchy, I know, you know, the streets are popping at night, I'm not about to wear that mini skirt with the hooker boots and all that other stuff walking down.
Exactly.
Because I don't know who's who in these streets. And for me, it's like, you know, why not take that extra precaution?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I mean, Amber Rose she doesn't have that much credibility for, you know, but
Amber Rose is Amber Rose. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to really say about Amber Rose. I mean, what is she known for? Like, I don't even know what she's known. She's not a rapper. She's not a singer. What is she?
That's Kanye's ex.
I mean, so that's what she's known for, Kanye's ex.
That's how it started.
Was it Wiz Khalif? She has a baby by Wiz Khalif. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but either way, I'm not going to spend much time on her with her annual slut walk. I mean, at first I thought I understood where her idea was coming from with that, but I just, it's not really connecting the way it should.
Mm-mm, not at all.
That's what it is. So now you had given me a couple of topics that you wanted to talk about on today's show. So we're going to go into this, I guess, the dating world right? So before we go into the topic that you want to talk about, which is, ladies, grab your drinks. Women would rather be a rich man's side chick than a regular guy's queen. We're definitely going to get into that. But I really want to talk about, now that I have a man on the show, why is it that black men, once you guys become successful, not all of you, but a lot of you, the upgrade is to date a white girl or somebody who's not black. Like, why is that? Like, and I'm not making this up. Like, my friends, they send me the messages, and it's one of those things where it's like, oh, he arrived. Yeah, okay, that's he's with it's a white girl. Oh, okay, yeah, because he's, you know, he graduated law school now, so he's upgrading. And apparently, part of the upgrade package is to either get a snow bunny or somebody who's not black.
Upgrade package.
So what is that about? Like, is it just something that's in our minds as women, or do you actually, be honest, see that that's something that's really happening? No,
I think it's in your mind. Here's the theory.
It's in our minds.
Here's my theory to make sense out of it. When you get up to a certain tax bracket, your zip code changes, the people around you change, the people you see every day change. Mm-hmm. When you go out to the supermarket, is different types of people. So the people who you are around, that's who you probably will end up talking to.
So when you say different types of people, you mean white people?
Anybody in that tax bracket.
I'm asking.
Yeah, anybody in that tax bracket. So if you live in a certain area, that's all you're gonna be around. Matter of fact, here's a perfect example. I lived in the suburbs of Oregon for a year.
Really? I didn't know that about you.
My high school year, my sophomore year. I went to an all white school. It was like 5 black people, 2 of them were my cousins, so it's really 3, right? And and all the girls there were white girls, right? Mm-hmm. There was 1 black girl. And then, so that's all you're around. So my cousins who live out there, my older cousin, he dated mostly white girls. That's not his fault.
Okay, I understand that situation.
That's where he's around, right?
So wait a minute, you dated white people?
No, I said my cousin. There's nothing against it.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing against that. It's just that that's where you're around. And then 2, I don't judge it. That one, that's what you're around. That's who you're gonna date. Where else are you gonna drive down to, you know, Crenshaw?
But what about the men in Brooklyn, New York, who when they were in high school, Keisha was good, Kiki, do you love me? And then when you graduate, now you're like CEO or whatever. It's not Kiki, it's Becky.
Becky's
around. But you still live in Brooklyn, my dude. You still go to the corner store.
You got somebody trying to call out.
I'm just saying, I ain't got nobody because listen, you love who you love. Right. But you still go to Haitian church.
So maybe Kiki, when he was in high school, maybe, you know, all the movies we watch, all the stuff. Maybe Kiki didn't show him any attention. And then he was like, maybe these type of girls don't like me or whatever. And now Becky showing him attention, you know?
I don't think so, man. And then I don't know about that.
It's a valid theory though. It's valid.
I feel like you're making excuses for your men out there.
No. I'm giving you the...
What if Kiki went to law school too? Kiki went to law school. Kiki's doing her thing. Kiki's like, man, I want black love. But, you know, Jermaine, who goes by Jay now, is dating Becky and Mildred.
They have a high chance. So Kiki didn't end up working at McDonald's. Kiki is a successful lawyer, just like whatever
Jermaine,
his name. Jermaine,
who goes by Jay.
So now they're in the same tax bracket. They go to the same lawyer events. They're in the same world, right? Uh-huh. They could probably end up meeting each other.
But Jermaine is like, yo, I mean, and the upgrade package. So when he gets the upgrade package, he's like, I'm not dealing with these sisters because you know what? I got this far. Well, I'm not dealing with this drama from these sisters. Well, he's going to go to Mildred.
Jermaine is crazy. Snoop Dogg said that too. He said the reason Kanye is in this situation is because he don't have, because Kim, you know, that Kardashian family's around him. Maybe that's why he's going crazy. So You got to take your neighborhood, mm-hmm. right? That where you are, your tax bracket. Now you live in a different neighborhood. That's who you're around.
Nah, pimpin'.
And then two, here's number two. Number two is I don't judge it because it's human love. It's human emotion. You date people you have a connection with. So if this person has a connection with Becky, that's messed up. We call him Becky. If this person has a connection with Becky,
but their names are usually Becky.
Okay, if this person has a connection with Becky, right? That's they love each other. You can't knock it.
So you don't think that there is a situation where a lot of these men, once they make it, they leave Kiki behind and they go for Mildred?
Well, then you don't even want that type of man anyway. If that, you know what I mean? If
I don't know. If I feel like
there's something that happened to him when he was growing up.
I feel like you spoke with your men before you came on this show, and you're like, nah.
Everybody's different. There's something that happened to him when he was growing up, and then he's like, yo, I forget. I'm a date this type of girl now because these girls that I tried to get with didn't like me. It could have been that too. I don't think they just go for it like that. You know what I mean? They were raised by a black woman. You know that their aunties that like they have respect for black women.
One
it's just
would
something
hope.
That happened.
One
to
would
them.
Hope. All right, fine. Clearly, I'm not getting anything out of you on that topic. You must have really had a real sit down with your boys before you got on this show. So I'm gonna leave that topic alone. So let's go to the topic that you wanted to talk about. Uh-oh. So you need to let me know what you mean by this. Women would rather be a rich man's side chick than a regular guy's queen. You need to explain yourself.
No, it's a question. How am I gonna explain myself?
Is it a
thought?
Question for me or yes. or was this a statement made? Because I wasn't sure.
What do you think about it?
What I think about it? Here's the thing. I think just like how you sat down with your coalition, I sat down with my coalition. And we came up with answers. Uh-huh. So basically, I'm telling the truth. For me personally, I don't want to be anybody's side chick. Because I don't care how much money you have, because I'm thinking about the deeper connection, right? I'm thinking about, I'm being very honest. I want a husband. I want somebody who's going to take care of me, who's going to be interested in the things that I'm interested in, who's going to actually be there for me. Like, you see all these things I'm doing. I want somebody who's going to be supportive of me. A lot of times these rich men, they on their jets flying, God knows, all over the place. The money is, after a while, is going to get old. You're going to want that companionship. You're going to want that person who's like, yo, I see you working on this thing like late night. Like, do you need me to help you with something? Like, you need somebody who's available. A lot of times these rich men, probably 50 and up, so out of my dating bracket, because I'm not about to be a geriatric nurse. I didn't go to school for that, so I'm not doing all of that. So I'm not a lot of these like really rich guys. When you really think about it, some of them, they're not like my age. If they are, I don't know who they are. I don't know where they are. But with that,
it doesn't, let me rephrase it. It doesn't have to be rich. It could be the flashy. It could be
you texted me the
okay,
word rich.
Okay, let's all right. New question.
Okay.
When I say rich, I mean the flashy guy or
rich in spirit.
The rich in spirit.
The fruit of the spirit.
The popular. All right, popular guy. You
okay.
know what I mean?
So somebody who's out there who's stunting.
Right, but then you got your next door neighbor, so Roger.
Okay.
Who adores you. He knows everything about you.
You
knows
mean the corny guy? The corny one?
So you said it.
I mean, no, but here's my thing.
The corny guy.
Yeah.
So you'd rather be the cool guy's chick than regular guy's queen.
You said side chick. Like I said, I'm going to go back to that. I'm nobody's side chick.
Sometimes
so for all of y'all listening here thought you're going to try to make something out of something. It's not happening. I'm nobody's side chick. That's number one. Number two, though, here's the thing. It's the appeal. Like, it depends on your personality. For me, you already know how I am. I'm outgoing. I'm that antisocial socialite, though. Like, I like people who are interesting. A lot of times, the Rogers, the next door neighbors, they're all up in, like, what are they doing? Oh, they're coding. They don't have any type of life. Hey, let's go out. Let's get a drink. No. I'm good here on the couch. Let's watch this documentary. That's cool. On a cold winter night. But what about when summertime happens? You don't want to go out? I bring you around my friends and family and you in the corner playing, I don't know, whatever, like, where's the PS2? Where is the, Like, what is that? So the thing is, I think a lot of times girls get a bad rap, like, oh, you guys don't like the nerds. No. Right now, if I could find a nerd, trust me, I would be with the nerd, because the nerds are smart. Some of them have an interesting humor about themselves. Some of them really, really care about you. But it has to be real at the end of the day. I'm not trying to get married to be cheating on nobody. If you don't have a personality, if you can't kind of like, I'm not saying match my fly, but if I bring you to a family event, why are you in the corner playing video games? Why are you like, oh, you know, I don't want to come out to the company, whatever. A lot of times those guys are socially awkward and they don't want to break out of it. That's a problem.
So you rather be with, I'm trying to bring it out.
It's not about, no, I would not rather be with the side chick. I'd rather be by my damn self is what I would do. Is what I'd rather be if we have a preference. But I think a lot of times the girls who go for those guys who are flashy and stunting, some of them might go after them because there's something that they're trying to fill a void within themselves, or maybe they were never popular and this is their opportunity to be out there on the scene, right? So that's that. Some women, it's that chemistry. A lot of times these stunners, they charming panties off of everybody. Mm-hmm. My grandmama's panties are coming off, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, they're out there and they're charming, and women love wit. They love adventure, and those guys are the ones that are providing it, unfortunately. But then I think the real thing is that there are women who really don't want to be wives. They don't want to be real girlfriends. They want to be the one that, yo, I have a business trip in Paris. I'm out there. The wife ain't going. She's home taking care of the kids.
They don't want. There are women, is that a new thing?
It's a new thing. I think these women have been going on before, like, my grandmama's age. Like, you know, because the side pieces have been around forever. Okay. There are generations of them coming, you know, one after the other. But if you think about it, there are women who are like, wash dishes. I don't do that. Wash your drawers. I don't do that. When you're a side chick, you don't have to worry about washing nobody's drawers because he has to go home to his wife. So some women, that's the role that they want.
That's the role that they want?
Because maybe they don't want to do anything. They don't want to be. They want to have the fun. Gotcha. And they think that by being a side chick, if you have a business trip, you're taking me all the time. You're never taking your wife. So I think that you got to really look at the woman. You got to look at what are the goals here? What are the goals? What are the action items out of all of this? So I think it's unfair to say that women would rather. I think there are some women.
You just answered that. You said you'd rather be alone.
For me, I'd rather be alone, because I don't want to be, I'm not going to be nobody's side chick. But if Roger can't get off the couch to go to a family get together, I'm not asking you to, like, every weekend, let's go to the club, let's pop bottles and all this other stuff. I just asked you to go to the family get together and you're talking about, no, I got work to do, or I want to, you know, this video game just came out. You know what I'm talking about. You know that those socially awkward guys that even you as a guy is like, I can't mess around with this dude. He's too weird. Tell me I'm lying. If I'm lying, I'm flying.
No, there's those awkward guys. Yeah, but there's the regular guy. You've seen the Tyler Perry movies.
Let me tell you right now where I am in my life. If you're out there, if you're a regular guy who's not a cornball, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect that. Okay. I do. And I think a lot of women, as we're getting older, too, it's a generation thing as well. As we're getting older and we've probably dealt with those stunners and fronters all our lives, now we're like, man, we really want a decent dude. We really want a decent guy. I know. I mean, I want a decent guy. I don't want somebody who's going to be. Because when you're flashing, I got to compete with all these other girls, and I don't compete.
So you're saying it comes with maturity.
It comes with maturity.
So Roger had to wait.
Roger had to wait.
Gotcha.
And Roger had to wait. But you know what? That's where having positive black influences, mm-hmm. black fathers, mm-hmm. black males in our community, that's where that comes up too. Roger probably ain't know how to deal with no women because Roger's daddy wasn't around.
He's in the house.
Who's going to teach Roger how to spit game?
He's in the house all day, yeah.
Roger, what, his mom going to teach him how to spit game? His mom don't even want him to leave the house. So
you keep going back to the coding guy, but okay.
Listen, I meet a coder right now, because I know he's probably going to code for Apple or one of these things, I'm down for it. But the coding guy needs to understand you can't be in the house all day, my dude.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. It's a give and a take. I'll take the coding money. Because he's probably going to end up being the real rich dude, to be very honest. His Beamer, Benz, and Bentley's not going to be rented. It's not going to be leased. He probably gonna afford that.
Yeah, he gets the money and then the goes with Becky after that.
Yeah, well, see, he gonna go with. I mean, but probably he might go with Becky. You wanna know why? Because he don't know how to interact with people. And Becky's like, I just want a black dude.
Rita's laying it out today. Okay.
I'm just saying, that's my perspective on it. I don't think that it's all these women out here talking about we want to be. Because some women really don't want to be a side chick. They want to be the chick.
No, but that's a good answer. Because when I saw the statement, I was like, yeah, let me find out what you think and the coalition, what you guys think.
Yeah, the coalition. The coalition has appointed me as their representative. And this is our statement.
I like it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's how I feel. I don't know. I mean, but what is your... I mean, but how do you men view this, though? Like, because I hear that from guys, too, all the time. Oh, y'all women just want the guys who are stunting in front end. Y'all not checking for guys like me or guys like whatever. It's like, first of all, I don't know about that statement, too, because sometimes I feel like y'all guys who are in the middle of it all are not really checking for people.
What's the middle?
So there's the Rogers, the cornballs. And then there's like the stunner in front of us, like, you know, the rappers, the producers,
the athletes, yeah.
The athletes, right? Yeah. The ones who, you know, once you get, you tore your ACL one time, you're done.
Yeah.
And then there's the regular people. There's the regular guys. I would consider you a regular guy. I mean, you're successful, but you're not an athlete and you're not a cornball. You're a regular, you know, middle of the road guy, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of y'all just sleeping on these sisters. Like, what is going on here?
That wasn't one of the topics.
No, but I just threw that in. I threw that in because I want to know. Because I feel like for me, I'm dealing with the middle of the road, like this particular category. I'm not dealing with athletes. I'm not dealing with the cornballs. But the guys who are like on my level, successful, like, what's going on with y'all?
Well, we're trying to decipher who wants to be the side chick and who wants to be the wife.
So you got a roster.
We got to figure out what their goals are.
Okay.
Right.
So your screening is a screening process.
Yeah, because every girl is different. They never come with you come with the first impression, it's not really the real you. So it takes time to decipher if she wants to be the business trip girl or if she wants to be that at home with the family, dinner, all of that. So that's where we're literally in the middle of the road trying to figure out, you know, what type of woman she is.
Oh, okay. So right now, women are auditioning for you, is what you're saying.
No. I'm not talking about me. I'm
speaking
for
we're not talking about you. Or the coalition.
Yeah.
Okay, the coalition.
So the regular guys, you know, we're stuck in the middle. We're trying to figure it out. Because you got the athletes, you know, taking everybody. And then you got the
Who
coders,
are they taking? And where
the
are
coders.
They?
and then we got to decide, just like you said, I'm taking the feedback. We got to decide who, you know.
Making an assessment right here.
You got to know. Like you just said, some girls just want the business trip.
I feel you. Some girls do. And I feel you. I mean, it is getting harder and harder nowadays. But I mean, this is obviously, we're going to have to come back to this topic on another day. Because there's more. Because a lot of times the women, they feel like they have no choice but to take that position. Because that's what y'all guys audition out.
No,
they're
women
like,
set the rules. Women set
women
the rules.
Set, you hear
if
that,
today,
ladies?
If today women said we're only dating guys who work at the post office, you know how many people will become mailmen tomorrow? Women set the standard.
Okay.
We go by what women want, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said it out loud. So, men, I hope you hear that. And women, because I think...
No. I'm not saying, like, they control...
Oh, you're not saying that now.
...us, but we cater to them.
Oh.
Right? So, if women... Like, well, I think in Africa, it's like the matriarch, like, they're, right?
Head of the household.
And then if they want to... go on strike or whatever, they have like no sex or whatever, and then all the men do their bidding, right? Like, women have power.
Okay. I like that.
Men wake up and get dressed every day, not because they want to look good for other guys, look good for other women. They take showers. Like, we'd be in basketball shorts.
That's the
every
operative
day.
Word, they look good for other women.
No.
So, not the women in your house, but the other women in the streets?
Stop.
All right, I got you. I get the point. I feel like we have to come back. You're going to have to come back to the show, and we're going to have to, because this is actually, now I see where the controversy lies with you. I see where it lies. This is the topic for you. We got to come back, though, because since you have been appointed by the coalition to be their spokesperson, I'm going to send a poll out. I'm going to ask the women, what are some questions you want me to, you know, to ask to, you know, the representative of the male coalition? We're going to come back here and we're going to really do a deep dive, because I feel like there's something lacking within like the relationship dating world. Like, there's, I don't know what it is exactly,
honestly,
but I mean, honesty is one. I do agree with that. But there's something that's lacking. And we're, I mean, we're professionals. The women are professionals. The males are professionals. There's no reason why we can't, you know, get along and get together, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But as I suspected, we were definitely going to run over. So, Jose, thank you so much for coming on to this show. We definitely tackled a lot of topics here. We surface scratched a lot of topics here. But you are going to be, I'm telling you right now, you are going to be a guest again on the show.
Yeah, I'm excited.
We're going to schedule it. And we're going to talk about, I want to do a further analysis on this relationship thing, this Roger thing, and I want to get into what your thoughts are on the Black Love movement as well. Because everywhere you see is hashtag Black Love, Black Love. And there's been a lot of debate on my Instagram, at According to RP on Instagram, that Black Love is not just about two Black people getting together, that Black Love is more about self-love and self-awareness. And therefore, this whole like bashing about interracial dating, because I've seen that, if I'm dating a white man, oh, she's not about Black Love, that's become a debate too. So I want to get on to that, but unfortunately we cannot do it today. But if you're available next week though, if you're available, maybe we'll do it next week. You'll let me know. So, all right, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to According to RP on WJMS Radio. Thank you again to our guest, Joes. And we're going to have you back maybe next week, right? Yeah? Okay. All right, guys. So tune in next week, 7 p.m. Thursdays. You know where it's at. And peace.
We out.
Listening to According to RP on WJMS Radio.
About time you tuned in.
Tune in each and every Thursday.
I can't wait to come back.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
It's all on.